Last night, after the demonstrations and protests, and after the right-to-work bills had been signed into law by Governor Snyder, I got a series of phone calls from prominent Democrats. Jeffrey Feiger was one of those. The famously flamboyant lawyer was, we sometimes forget, the Democratic nominee for governor in 1998. "What are they thinking?" he yelled over the phone. "This is the end of Snyder. Snyder is going down. All the Democrats have to do is find a candidate. Trust me, he or she will have all the money they need. We've got to defeat him. He's a bad man, an evil man, and a puppet. People know that now." Well, you can't say there's any doubt about how Jeffrey Feiger feels. And whatever your politics, there's certainly no doubt that Rick Snyder is less popular than he was a month ago. Indeed, there's a big sense of betrayal on the part of people who convinced themselves that Snyder was a moderate, much like former Governor William Milliken. The Detroit Free Press's editorial page's reaction sounded more like that of a jilted lover than of a newspaper disappointed in a politician. They wrote, "We believed him. For 2 years we supported Snyder. We indulged many compromises Snyder maintained were necessary to advance his pro-growth agenda. We trusted Snyder's judgment. That trust has now been betrayed for us." There are a lot of people outside Michigan's capital yesterday who believe Snyder is going down, that he'll be either defeated 2 years from now or even recalled before that. But I'm not so sure. Former Attorney General Frank Kelly, who took office when Snyder was 3 years old, said yesterday was the worst day of his life. He told me, "Michigan will never again be a major industrial state unless and until this is repealed." But then he paused. "People have short memories," Kelly said, "especially, perhaps, now. They do not remember the Great Depression and what unions did for people. Yes, many are angry now. There seems little doubt that Snyder will have more of a re-election challenge than if all this hadn't happened. But what will people remember? Right to work won't become law till spring. Union workers aren't going to be all fired overnight, and wages aren't going to fall to starvation levels in April. It will take time for the full effects to be known. Other things are bound to happen, and we're not famous for the length of our attention spans. The dynamics of politics are such, so that the most likely Democratic candidate for governor will be Senate Minority Leader Gretchen Whitmer. Can she convince voters to oust Rick Snyder? Since our state's current constitution took effect half a century ago, no governor has been denied a second term. That doesn't mean Snyder will win automatically if he runs. But 20 years ago, Democrats were positive John Engler was going down for some of his unpopular policies, like closing state mental institutions. Politics and economics in the state are going to be changed in fundamental ways by what happened yesterday. But anyone who thinks they know how all this will turn out is very likely wrong.